Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, we're very happy to welcome to the show now the band Sundrug. They're performing in Los Angeles this week at The Well. They've got a new EP, the Sundrug EP, out on Friday. Steven, Taylor, Cameron, Colin, and Dash from the band are here. We're going to hear a full 3-song set from them and then come back and talk more with the guys, starting with Ease in Your Attitude whenever you guys are ready.
Thank you.
Yeah, so good. Sundrug live on KX 93.5 now. Not easy to perform in this room. It's an unforgiving space. But Steven, man, that was killer. So good, dude. We're going to have them keep going here with a three-song set, and we'll talk more and learn more about this Silver Lake band. Let's go into the song Soaked, guys. So good. Sundrug is the band. They are live on KX93.5 right now. Yes, live. This is actually right here happening for your ears. This is not recorded. We've got all five guys from the band set up in our studio. They're going to do one more song for you. This is a single that you have heard on our station, and it's growing and growing. And then we'll talk more to this band about who they are. Again, Sundrug is here, and now the song Wild Man. Sundrug live on KX93.5. We'll go to a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more to these guys about their new EP coming out this week and the show in Los Angeles at The Well on Thursday. All right, now we've got in studio on microphones the guys from Sundrug, Stephen, Cameron, Colin, and Taylor. Great live set, guys. Thank you. That was killer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yes, you're welcome for the compliment. cool. So you guys just performed three songs live. Those are all from the EP that's upcoming, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. On Friday. Which is called Sundrug EP. One thing I really loved about your songs was the really long intros. Mm. What's the artistic vision behind that?
We just like to jam out.
I think, you know, for us as like musicians and artists, is we find our music to be pretty cinematic. So to be able to like set a tone and a scene and really kind of ease people into like this experience, you know, is a really fun thing for us. So yeah.
Also making the songs a little different live, a little more interactive, if you will.
Yeah.
Always a good thing to do.
Yeah, a lot of them aren't as much intros as they are transitions on our live show.
Cool. So the recorded version is obviously different. The live audience gets a bit of a treat, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, there's a show on Thursday at the Well. Is that one of many Southern California shows? I know you guys are an LA band, so.
Yeah, that's going to be the first one of the month, and then we have another one coming up later at the Bootleg Theater later in the month. I can't remember the exact date.
Yeah, I think we have a couple that haven't been quite announced. We have a couple that haven't been quite announced just yet because of the whole clauses and whatnot. But we'll have like a few shows coming up here. Actually, we're going to announce within the next couple of days.
Is it weird if I jump in now? Because you've not heard my voice for like an hour.
You've been on the show. You've been smoking.
I was outside sleeping and nodding. But no, I listened to you guys on the actual radio, like over a radio thing. It sounded awesome. And the thing that strikes me is that, like, I mean, you sound like you've been playing together since you were 5 years old. you like rehearse, like, is this all you do? You're so tight and yet so, like, playing off of each other. I don't know. It was a really great experience to listen to you.
We've been together for actually quite a bit here. We're kind of like a bunch of brothers. We're in another project before that kind of mutated into what this is today. So this is our first like EP coming out, but we've been together for a while. We're actually from all over the place too, but we kind of just met in Silver Lake and just have a passion for music. So
comes across, man. Really makes a difference to hear a band that of guys that sort of know each other musically and are kind of generous in that jammy sort of way.
We're pretty proud that we're like a band. We feel like a lot of our friends and a lot of projects tend to be, you know, speared by one guy, but it's quite a democratic process, which we kind of are pretty proud of.
You should be proud that you're actually a band and actually musicians. Because we've got plenty of bands that come down here and they're not either of those things.
So they've got like 10 computers.
Well, sometimes bands seem like, to me anyway, and I'm an old fart, but sometimes they seem like, okay, we've got to go into business. What's our product going to be? And they go, oh, let's do music. Okay, let's do music. And it's not a thing that they're committed to or driven by or, you know, and you guys seem like a bunch of smelly old hippies that like playing guitar.
Yeah, I mean, you know, most of us, all we do is spend most of our days just making music. I mean, Cameron plays in two or three different bands. We all have a couple of different projects. So we're, you know, there's always something going on with music in our lives. So yeah, for sure.
I picture Silver Lake just as a big courtyard with a bunch of hipster bands. Everybody's playing.
Right, but these guys are completely marginalized because they're actually a band and they're actually playing.
They're still from Silver Lake, though.
I know.
It's kind of guilty, right?
You know, when we moved to Silver Lake, what was it, 7-8 years ago, it was really kind of when that scene was
kind of popping.
Yeah, it was going on. Spaceland was happening. Local natives were breaking. Right. You know, Silver Sun Pickups were kind of starting to, you know, get over that. And it was interesting. And now it's changed a bit. It's changed a bit.
Do you still like living there?
Yeah, I love Silver Lake. Echo Park's amazing.
I think we're at a place where we've built such a community of people and friends and musicians and people that we respect a lot that maybe not are well known, you know, but they really inspire us to do things and just kind of push the bar musically. That community is live and well, as hipster as it is. It's alive and well out there. So we can't really find a better place, right?
Yeah. No, it's actually, now think about it, it's brilliant that LA's got a part of LA that's really musically creative.
Yeah.
Because for a long time there wasn't a sort of an area or a neighborhood that was like that. So though we make fun of y'all,
we make fun of ourselves.
You got it. What do you guys say? How do you make fun? I'm curious here.
Well, the handlebar mustache.
The
snob, the coffee
the
snobbery,
the man bun. I'm thinking about getting one, but by the time I can grow it out, I think there's going to be something new.
It'll be gone. Yeah.
So I'm just going to get long hair and see what's next.
Well, you guys are the hipsters of Orange County, though, right?
Laguna is kind of like.
It doesn't take much.
It's artistic.
You're the artistic
art
area.
Colony. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I've always respected all the galleries and the art you guys supported too. That's cool.
I saw you guys overlooking the ocean this morning, and you were giving some sort of lesson on marine biology.
Ocean is vast. The ocean.
It's kind of a long going joke here. I'm from Hawaii originally, so these guys love to make fun of the ocean.
He shreds the gnar.
That's speaking your language. Eh?
Yeah, actually, everybody down here knows it would get it along with you nicely. Sundrug is the band we're talking to now. Again, the Sundrug EP is out on Friday. The Well is where they're playing on Thursday, and we're going to have that whole live set podcast online. What else do you want potential fans or fans to know about your band as they find your music?
We've got a really sweet music video we did for Wild Man that We're pretty proud of Taylor and this guy Brian Randall that they did. So go ahead and check that out on YouTube. It's a pretty cool. I guess you should probably describe what it is because
yes.
I'd probably.
Well, it involves projection mapping, where what we did is we covered Stephen in white flour mixed with water, which is essentially glue. Oh.
Terrible idea.
Yeah, how did that feel?
Great.
Terrible. Great. The shower was awful.
Great for the video, though.
video looks great. And
yeah, because it doesn't really wash off.
No, it doesn't.
It's stuck in your skin.
No, and the beard, the long hair. Yeah.
And we stuck him in front of a projector, and what we did is we mapped it out so that something would project onto his body in real time, and also something separate would project onto the background. So he could move around, and the projection would follow him, and there would be a completely different thing going on in the background. So it was a pretty fun experiment to do. That was
It turned out great.
Yeah, it was a month-long battle with technology, but it ended up being
so definitely check that out.
The foundation of the way it works is essentially you hack an Xbox Kinect. That's how we did
Don't
it.
Don't give our secrets away.
Anyway, yeah. So it's pretty cool. It's like DIY as it gets, but it's
so you guys actually figured that's awesome.
So you go to the electronics store and what you're gonna do
and then write a song that sounds a lot like ours.
And then you're gonna
Yeah, because Kinect actually it recognizes faces. It's pretty advanced technology. Very cool. So the video for that for Wild Man.
Yeah.
And it has like 15,000 views, so people have certainly noticed it. Up to this point.
The Traitors Project debuted the video when we put it out. So that was kind of a the guy, Brian Randall, who helped us do all this, that was a big thing for him because he's a big old tech junkie. And Traitors Project was a pretty passionate thing of his. So to have it debuted there, it's our first single. It was pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah. What else?
Yeah, no, it looks awesome. The video looks awesome. And that flour and water thing, we used to use that as paste to do our little... You know, little scrapbooks and stuff.
Yeah, like paper mache, wallpaper.
So it just goes hard in the end.
Filming and I was like, we got to speed this up because I can feel it like crusting.
Your skin.
And it's really starting to tighten everything up. I mean, it was a nice facelift, I guess.
And it was one take and that's the take.
Yeah, that was it. Oh, so we spent 11 hours doing that whole video that day and it was like literally at the last, it was like, let's do this. And
then you finally actually shot it.
And that's what we used top to bottom.
It's a great video and honestly, you sounded great outside. I'm sure people... are going to be digging it really
cool
awesome. On the radio.
We're excited to share this EP. It's been a nice it's been a long time coming for us. So this feels really good to get this music out. And we self-produced it. We recorded it all pretty much in my apartment. And we just did it all ourselves. We wanted to keep that alive, you know.
Guys, the real deal. Thanks for coming down so early in the morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome that you can play.
Thank you guys so much for inviting us.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a good time. Thank you.
It was great.
Thanks, guys. Sundrug is the band. Website real quick before we go.
Sundrug band or sundrugmusic.com
/band.com /@
Gmail Yahoo.
Thanks guys, take care. We're KX 93.5.
Staring at the sea.